Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, maybe that subscribe button too, and even that notification bell, if you really fancy it. And let's crack on with today's first story. Today's first story comes from a throwaway account. It was a suggestion over on Twitter, who says, my 24 male girlfriend, 24 female, bragged to a friend about how attractive her coworker is, 25 male, and said she would date him if she wasn't with me. I feel really betrayed and don't really understand what it means. So, my girlfriend and I had been official for about 3 months before this happened. Things were fine in the beginning, but she started acting weird a few weeks ago. She works in retail and has plenty of male colleagues, most of whom she never talked about or even mentioned their names. They were always this guy or that guy. So out of nowhere, she starts bringing up this one guy by name in our conversations. Let's call him Alan. Alan's name seems to be popping up every time she brings up work, whether it's a conversation they had or something that happened at the job irrelevant of him. His input slash name always seemed to come up. I didn't think anything of it at first, but I grew suspicious after realizing just how often his name had come up in any of our conversations. My girlfriend also recently started making jokes about leaving me or finding someone else whenever we were joking around. Again, I didn't take it seriously at first, but she kept mentioning breaking up in this harmless, joking way, too much to not think something was on her mind. Then she tells me that Alan, who has a girlfriend, approached her at work and told her that she should go on a date with him and lie about her whereabouts to me. Now, I maintained a cool head when I heard this and jokingly asked her, "Ooh, so you got plans this weekend?" We both laughed and tried to not get overly jealous about it. But after this, his name only came up more, and her jokes about breaking up become more frequent, so I got suspicious. I looked through her phone and found a conversation between her and her friend about Alan, and it basically went like this. Girlfriend said, "Oh my god, there is this guy at work who keeps on asking me to go out with him, and I keep telling him no, but he's just so persistent. And oh my god, you should see him, he's just so attractive." The friend says, "Ooh, girl, what are you gonna do?" To which the girlfriend replied, "Obviously I'm not going to do anything because I'm with someone. But honestly, the only thing stopping me is the fact that I'm with my name. He was one of the guys I originally liked when I started working here. Am I crazy? When you stop by the store, you can see him." Friend replied, "Oh, you're not crazy at all. I can't wait." I confronted her about the conversation, and she got super squirrely when I said, "So you like that guy, Alan, at your work? Is he the guy you have in mind when you joke about leaving me?" She basically tried to rationalize everything she said, but just the way she reacted showed me she clearly felt more for this dude than she let on. She got this big, stupid grin when I mentioned his name and could barely keep her story straight about the conversation she had with her friend. She kept saying, "I don't like him, but yes, I think he's attractive," which really pissed me off. I got especially annoyed at the fact that this guy had a girlfriend and she was basically saying that if I wasn't in her life, she would gladly have been his side woman slash bitch, whatever. It's very humiliating to think that she sort of fell for that type of guy. Obviously, she doesn't love him, but just the fact that she said she would date him if I wasn't in the picture makes it seem like this guy is just as good of an option as I am. He's trying to cheat on his girlfriend with her, and she's bragging about it to her friends. What the actual fuck? This scumbag works in retail, and I make more in 2 hours of work than he makes in 20 hours. What is this? I don't get it. I know she didn't cheat on me, but this seems like a precursor to it. I'm also worried because if this guy had her basically ready to jump on him and he's pretty much a bum, then what happens when somebody competent and good looking comes around? I feel like I can't trust her at all anymore. If that's all it takes for her to be willing to go after someone, then how the hell can I trust her? That dude was a bum. Jesus, I don't know what to do. I can't tell if I'm overreacting or not. Am I out of line? Opie then edits and says, shout out to the people in retail. Him being in retail isn't a fault of his. I exaggerated when I said I make in 2 hours what he makes in 20. It's more like 3-to-1 ratio. I don't know the guy or his potential career paths, but I brought up the retail aspect to show that I'm more established in my career than he is. Mostly he's a scumbag because he's trying to cheat on his girlfriend with my girlfriend, not because he works in retail. And we do have a couple of updates to this post as well. And I personally think it's one thing to be, you know, attracted to someone else, but there's another to start making these comments time and time again, saying about leaving you or finding someone else whenever you're joking around, and it getting more and more frequent, and talking about Alan as well, who you know has a girlfriend. You already know he's a scummy person because he's trying to get with your girlfriend, yet he has one himself. He's already an absolute scumbag. And I know you look through a phone to find out that information. And let's not forget, we're only talking 3 months in this relationship so far as well, that you were official, you said. And again, it's one thing to find someone attractive, but surely you must know, keep saying these things in front of you and disrespecting you like this is going to hurt you. But at the same time, you know, during those texts, she says she wouldn't act upon it because she's with someone. So she is currently actively choosing you over that guy, regardless of the hurtful, shitty things that could be said in this particular post. So what do you guys think of this one so far before we move to the update? But deleted user says, babe, I have good news. You can date Alan because I'm dumping you. Calisti Gold says, it means you should ditch her so she can be with him, because that's what's going to happen eventually anyways. Another deleted user says, at 3 months, you should still be in the honeymoon stages and shouldn't be even thinking about things like this. I would opt out before you get too deep. No, you are not out of line. Hey Little Birdie says, you are justified in feeling upset. It's always distressing to find out that an SO finds someone else attractive. But keep this in mind. Your girlfriend said explicitly in confidence to her friend that she keeps telling him no, and that the only thing stopping me is the fact I'm with my name. She has made a deliberate decision not to cheat on you. She values you more than she values him. It's possible that this situation could change, and you should definitely keep your eye on your SO's behavior, which has been sketchy. She's being hounded by a super attractive guy, and she's probably loving the attention, regardless of whether or not she wants to be with him. But honestly, she hasn't actually done anything wrong at this point. I think what may be best for you two to have an open and honest conversation. It sounds like her jokes about breaking up and leaving you are really weighing on your mind and are making you feel vulnerable. Why don't you talk to her about it? Elenka replies that saying, I agree with you. Once you're in a relationship, you don't automatically stop noticing attractive people. You can't help how you feel, but you can control your own actions, and it seems like she is. She isn't choosing not to cheat on you because she values you and your relationship, OP. It doesn't sound like she fell for him or that she's willing to go after him, just that she considers him attractive. I'm sure you consider other people attractive as well. I also agree that it is natural to feel upset. Listen to this person, talk to her about the jokes and the gushing, and tell her how much it bothers you and that you consider it disrespectful. Yes, her behavior is annoying and I can see why it would make you insecure, but I honestly don't see how this is anywhere near cheating. OP replies to that one saying, yes, your point raises the true meat of this issue. I feel like she disrespected me in the most respectful way possible, if that makes any sense, by rejecting this guy's advances but still getting giddy from the attention. I feel like showing off this guy to her friend is just plain wrong though, and it's what pushed this over the edge for me. We all get crushes, but the amount of pride she'd arrived from this sleazy guy hitting on her disgusted me. She knew he had a girlfriend, but she didn't care. It's as shallow as you can get to be willing to let someone into your life you know has no morals just because they are attractive. Makes me feel queasy to think I'm dating a girl with such low standards. She didn't cheat, but she did hurt my feelings pretty damn bad. It's so odd that I don't know how to make sense of it. So now we're going to move to OP's first update, which says, well, I had a talk with my girlfriend and it got pretty aggravating. She basically said he's nothing serious and it was just a crush, like so many of you have said. She also said she didn't want to be his side bitch, but would date him if he didn't have a girlfriend and if she wasn't with me. That wasn't too nice to hear. I asked her, why the hell would you want to date this guy? And she responded, because he's a good guy. My head practically exploded. I started yelling, he's a good guy. He's trying to use you as a side bitch and you have the fucking audacity to claim he's a good guy. She got super defensive and started fumbling her words and I kicked her out. The next day, today, we spent all day trying to talk about it. She honestly had been okay up until this point, but nothing special or noteworthy. Her disrespectful comments and then this all compounded, but I still wanted to make sure I wasn't making a mistake. She was really hard to talk to today. When I asked her if they had done anything together, she said, no, not at all, which I truly believe. But when I asked her, why do you think he's a good guy? She avoided the question 5 times before I got a real answer out of her. The conversation went like this. I said, the thing I'm mostly bothered by is that you would not only date this guy, but also claim he's a good guy to my face, even though he's clearly a piece of scum. Why the hell would you do that? What could possibly be so redeeming about this guy that you have the nerve to say he's a good guy? She said, well, he's really book smart and intelligent. I said, so that's enough to overlook the fact he's obviously a cheater. You are a fucking idiot. And then I hung up. Something about her saying that just drove me over the edge. It's just so effing disturbing that she would defend this guy. It made me realize she clearly felt more about him than just physical attraction. I dumped her ass, told her to never call me again. She's insulting me, calling me insecure right now. Like I give a shit. I'm glad I didn't have to deal with her dumb ass anymore. Edit, to give some more clarity. I've been seeing her for about 6 months total. 3 months of dating and 3 months of a relationship. Prior to her, I had just come out of a relationship where I was cheated on in the first few months and basically got the excuse. I wasn't sure if I really loved you or not. I actually made the mistake of taking her back and staying with the cheater for one more year. That relationship was hell in so many ways that it affected my ability to trust women. I actually thought I had found somebody trustworthy in this new girl, but clearly she got bored of me or perhaps was just like my other ex in that she wasn't too sure yet. I definitely have trust issues and she knew that, but couldn't help herself. So I removed myself from the situation.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Situation. Now, I'm probably likely to get some hate for my take on this particular bit because I feel like it just went over the top on this one. Don't get me wrong, I can understand Opie's upset, but this isn't going to solve anything the way that they're talking, the way that they're name calling, the way that they're escalating the situation. If you were talking, it was hopefully to resolve something that was going on in your relationship, but it just seems soon as you heard something you don't like, you escalated it and took it further. And to me, it just felt like, you know, OP was never going to like what they heard from their girlfriend in the end. I mean, the question, why the hell would you want to date this guy? What answer was you expecting that would have made you where your head didn't explode? It was always going to end in tears, basically. So OP came in with another update which said, so to quickly summarize the previous two posts, my ex started acting funny around me and started mentioning this guy, Alan, at her work to me a lot more often than she used to, along with some relationship jokes that were in very poor taste. I began to suspect she had feelings for this guy and I went through her phone and found a conversation between her and her friend about this guy, Alan. That was not too much fun to read. Then went on to say, just a note, we always had an open phone policy. It wasn't about not trusting each other at all. We just both agreed neither of us had anything to hide, so we didn't really care if we wanted to take a look. This was the first time I went through her phone because I had a bad feeling and was somewhat, unfortunately, vindicated. I got really pissed after reading that and ended up breaking up with her after she tried defending herself and claimed he was actually a good guy. By the way, Alan had a girlfriend he was trying to cheat on with my girlfriend. So I had a few days to cool off and really think about what happened that night when I basically just told her to get out of my life completely. A decent amount of the commenters were pointing out that my aggressive way of bringing up the issue probably played a big part in how she reacted. They were totally right. After a few days thinking about it, I realized I let my anger get the best of me and made it impossible for her to be heard at all. So last night, I agreed to meet with her to hear what she had to say about it all. I could have just ignored her completely, but I was actually really interested in how she could possibly think she could explain this away. So I met with her and she began apologizing, saying things like, "I didn't deserve that at all. It was immature and disrespectful to the relationship." She again explained how nothing had ever happened between them, not even a hug, and she always rejected his advances, never leading him on once. He really just wouldn't leave her alone about it. I told her that it didn't seem like she put her foot down hard enough with him and if he kept coming back, and it just seemed to me that she let it happen. She said she did tell him to stop every single time, but that he really just wouldn't leave her alone. I asked her about the bragging, showing him off, and the weird sort of flattery, and she told me this. Here's where it gets interesting to me. She started explaining to me that she had a little crush on him when she first started the job, before we even started dating, but they never pursued each other. She thought he was cute, but didn't act on it. Soon after she started that job, she met me. We got serious and, in her own words, forgot about that crush I had on him, even though she still found him attractive. But something happened after we'd been official for 2 months and he started aggressively pursuing her. At first she didn't even think of it because he was a flirty guy and just kept shooting him down. She knew at the time that he only wanted to have sex with her, so she didn't take it seriously. But he started asking her out to dinner and talking about romantic dates, and something in her just clicked back on. The feelings from the crush she had on Alan before came flooding back, and suddenly she was actually having an internal struggle with her feelings. On one hand, she knew he was scummy, but she was just so physically attracted to him that she started to like him a little. She knew he only wanted her for sex, but when he started talking about dinners and stuff, she started thinking that he actually liked her as a person. When she started thinking that way, she just couldn't help how attracted she was to him, and the crush came back. She was flattered, and the person she secretly had eyes for in the beginning was now crushing on her, and she just couldn't help the way it made her feel, even though she was now with me. At the same time, it also made her super uncomfortable because she liked me way more than she ever liked him. She told me that he didn't have anything that I didn't already have. She's just as physically attracted to me as she is to him. Possibly true, as I've never seen the guy, and even though she said he was book smart or whatever, that I was way better than him in every way. She didn't even conceive of him as a threat to the relationship because she knew that she would never do anything with him or leave me for him, but unfortunately, she said some dumb stuff to her friend in a moment of excitement when she started feeling flattered by her former crush, crushing on her. I was really appreciative of her honesty, and even though it was tough to hear, I didn't want to snap back or anything. It was sort of amazing to hear. So I asked her about the whole defending him when I asked her how he could possibly be a good guy. She really didn't want to answer the question, so I kind of answered it for her. There was a comment on the previous thread that really stuck with me regarding this exact question. I forgot who posted it, and it was actually a sort of snide remark, but surprisingly wise, and it basically said, in quotes, "She had to tell you he was a good guy because she knew if she told you the real reason that she was attracted to him, he's cute and charming, then you would just flip out more." And then said there was another very relevant post by Behind These Laser Eyes who says, in quotes, "She deludes herself into believing he's a good guy because she wants to be with him because she's really attracted to him. And she wouldn't want to date a scumbag, so he must not be a scumbag. Contrary to the evidence, self-delusion at its finest." Then goes on to say, "I had those quotes in my mind when I told her that I understand why you are hesitant to answer because ultimately it's a lose-lose for you. You could either lie to me and say he's a good guy to make it seem like you are not shallow, but then it will seem like you're more than just physically attracted to him and actually like his character. By trying to avoid hurting my feelings, you made it seem like you actually liked him more than I previously thought. Or you could be honest and just say that you found him cute and charming, even though he was scummy. You knew he was scummy, but you were so physically attracted to him that you couldn't accept he was actually a bad guy. If you had just honestly said, I would fuck him but never be with him, I may have been mad at hearing that, but it would have been way better than listening to you lie on his behalf, so you don't seem shallow because it only amplified the situation and changed the dynamics. She was pretty shocked at me saying that and told me, I honestly never wanted to say why I was attracted to him to you because I thought you would just flip out. But yes, he's just cute and charming. I know that doesn't make him a good person and wash away his despicable behavior, but I just didn't know what to say when you were so mad at me. It's just a physical attraction that was compounded by the crush I had for him before I even met you. I don't know the guy at all really, aside from talking occasionally at work, but he's not you and I wouldn't trade you for him, ever. You're just as cute and charming as him, if not more so, but you have so many more amazing qualities and all he has is looks. It was the weirdest feeling. On one hand, her honesty cleared up exactly how she felt about him, but still was a little unsure about how much she liked him. It's not nearly as deep as I thought it was, but the thing is, it's still there. She just admitted to being able to overlook his huge red flags due to physical attraction, but also admitted that it was sort of silly. She also told me about how her and the friends she had a conversation with talked about what Alan was doing to her that night, and they both agreed it was gross and that she would never do it, but she couldn't help but feel somewhat flattered when he did those things to her. She's got to be the worst liar I have ever encountered. But I didn't get a notion of deceit in our conversation. I apologized for yelling at her and calling her a fucking idiot, and I explained that I understood why she was afraid to be honest with me from the get-go, given the way I was acting, and that I'm not interested in losing control of my emotions like that anymore. We're not together because I feel weird and uncomfortable about the whole thing. I told her I appreciated her honesty, but it was still very concerning hearing just how easily she developed feelings for someone who isn't even a good person, and that I have a hard time believing it wouldn't happen again. I caught myself and told her that I've had those thoughts before with other women during our relationship, but it never got nearly as far as she took it, and it was still a very disrespectful thing to do. I know as humans we can't help who we are physically attracted to, but it's very concerning to hear it's from your ex slash girlfriend whatever. She doesn't want to be with him and wants to be with me. That much is very clear. Nor did she want to be a side bitch because she has more respect for herself than that, but she couldn't deny that she did say she would go with him if it wasn't for me. Even though she chalked it up to a misunderstanding of what she meant and that her and her friend talked about it more, they agreed he was a gross guy, so she probably wouldn't either way. Doubtable. I still don't know how I feel about it, but I do want to see what you all think about this type of situation. It clearly happens in relationships, but it's scary to think that all it takes to lose control of your emotions is looks and charm. She didn't do anything with him, but I don't know. This still comes across as off-putting, even if she was 100% honest, which I think she pretty much was. Mini update, forgot to mention this part of the story, but I asked my ex if she would tell Alan's girlfriend about his attempts at infidelity, and she said no. She said it would only cause problems at her job and she didn't want her name involved. I don't know. Maybe it would cause a problem, but I read it as very sketchy. Like she doesn't want to piss Alan off. Maybe I'm paranoid though. Now, what do you guys make of this situation? What do you think about OP? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me, and I really hope you know that. So thank you so much for being you, for being involved, and being awesome. Continue to stay awesome as well, and hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Yeah, man, I remember being so naive when life was good, weather and palm trees. Back in the day, you were everything I need. But then along came a time when you crushed my dreams. Oh yeah, you played me like a fool when you made me believe that the line between love wasn't thick enough to read. Oh yeah, you see we in despair, crime everywhere. You're selling false hope cause you just don't care. Nah, you just don't care. Nah, you just don't care. You just don't, still selling false.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.